Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic
hits. A councillor in Cork has called for legislation to ban cigarettes and tobacco products for anyone born before, or should I say after, 2008. He described the legislation, the first of its kind to ever have been passed, as proactive, and said that the introduction of the law in Ireland would be a positive step on from the smoking ban in enclosed workplaces, which was brought in almost 20 years ago. Doesn't seem like 20 years ago. GP and Cork City Councillor John Sheen has advocated for radical anti-smoking legislation to be passed, like the one that's being rolled out currently in New Zealand. And, OK, I'm not going to go into everything else that he says there, but he makes a good argument for it. But I did see somebody, and by the way, just to explain how that works, right? So if you're 15 years of age or under, in other words, born after 2008, you're not allowed to buy cigarettes. It's illegal. You're not allowed to smoke. It's illegal. If you're seen smoking, well, your parents at 15, you probably would get a fine. You wouldn't. Next year, it goes up to 16. The year after, it goes up to 17. The year after, it goes to 18. Till eventually, in 60, 70 years' time, nobody's allowed to smoke. That's the way it works. That's the way New Zealand are doing currently at the moment. I don't think it's bad legislation. I think it's a really good idea. But somebody texts in and says, I think smoking should be just banned, period, Niall. It might upset smokers, but it will benefit their health in the long term and they'll thank us for it. They'll just get used to it. It would be a simple to police. You just find anybody you see smoking. There you go. So I'm going to ask the question. I'm not going to ask you about what the councillor said, because I agree with the councillor. I think everybody agrees that children shouldn't be smoking and we shouldn't be encouraging them to a lifelong habit of smoking because it's bad for your bloody health. I should know. I'm a smoker. So, the question is, should we ban it completely? Put a date on it. 2030, let's say. 2025, I don't know. Should we ban smoking completely? I mean, it's a scourge in society. Why shouldn't we? It's expensive as well. The number's 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Should smoking be banned completely? Mike, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm not. How are you?
Good. Mike, well, I mean, tell me one negative thing about banning smoking.
One negative thing?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I think smokers have been persecuted for two.
Persecuted?
It's a joke now.
I'm a smoker. I don't feel persecuted.
Well, not persecuted. Well, it should be if you go into a shop and buy a packet.
Well, 15 quid a packet now, yeah.
Well, no, it's ridiculous. It's crazy.
You are right. I might as well be just setting the 15 quid on fire.
Sorry, say that again.
I might as well just set the 15 quid on fire.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But there again, it's your choice, you know. It's your choice if you want to smoke. You can't smoke indoors anymore. Well, you can in your own house, but nobody can smoke in buildings anymore. They have to go outside. And proper order, rightly so. But
yeah.
I don't know. I'd like to know some of these people's agenda. You know, what's their agenda in getting everyone to stop smoking?
Because they want a healthier society, I imagine.
Sure, we do. Of course we want a healthier society. But, like, it can't be the health service. I mean, okay, it's all right if you pack up smoking, you'll be healthier. Sure you will. But it's nothing to do with the health service.
Well, you will be healthier as long as you eat healthy and don't drink alcohol as well, yes.
Maybe you will, but, like, you're not going to be, you're going to be healthier, but it, as I say, it's nothing to do with the health service, because the health service is in tatters, no matter what they do, you know? It won't help the health service.
Okay, well, what about what this councillor says, that we should ban it for anybody born after 2008?
Why not 2001?
What?
Like, or 1999.
No, I suppose the argument behind that is he's being reasonable, saying that, well, most people at 15 haven't started smoking yet. So in other words, we're not going to let them smoke. Whereas if you say 2001, we're looking at 22-year-olds, or 2000 is 23-year-olds, they're probably smoking already if they're going to be smoking. So you're going to stop them from doing it. So there's a bit of a difference. Do you know what I mean?
I'm not sure, Niall. I'm not sure. People, I mean, smoking is more addictive than heroin, for God's sake. It is, really, you know. That's a fact.
Now, let me go to, hang on. Let me go to Sharon as well. Sharon, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits. Mike says every. Good afternoon to you. Mike believes everybody should have a personal choice.
Okay, well, the first thing, whatever about setting the money on fire? What about setting your lungs on fire?
Oh, I know. I know, Sharon.
I've recently taken it upon myself to ditch my unhealthy habits. Simply because...
Just smoking or other unhealthy habits that you have?
No. I'm a bit sugary now. I'm a bit addicted to sugar.
Oh, so am I.
That's not the worst one. Well, it is actually a bad one. Yeah, so she kind of said to me, Mom, you know, I don't want you to be not well when you're older. And I really took it on board. And I think it might be the thing that...
That's what myself and Karen were only saying there recently. We want to be together for a long, long time, so we need to get healthier. Yeah. Two of us are going to get healthier. Because you know, Sharon, I'm drinking three cans of Red Bull a day. You know, that's probably not a good thing.
Ah, Jesus, man. Yeah. But you know what as well? I don't remember ever hearing a smoker who said that they regretted giving up smoking.
No. You're right.
And also the kids, there needs to be more education in the schools. I mean, we tell kids they can't do things. They try them. They do them. They will try the smoking anyway, even if it's banned. But the thing is, if there's more education in the schools about healthy pursuits that are also addictive. For me, as you know, it's dancing, completely addicted to it, but it's a healthy addiction. Then, you know, we'd have happier, healthier society. And
okay, so do you? You know, so which law would you agree with here? The councillor from Cork who said anybody...
After seven. Yeah. Because anyone that's smoking at the moment, you know, I suppose it's not fair on them.
To ban them from doing it.
No, but kids coming up, let them have a different, a healthier perspective on everything, really.
Not there you go, Mike. We're not going to give them. I know you said everyone should have a personal choice, but Sharon agrees, and I agree with her. We're not going to give them the choice.
If we're trying to look after our own health, then, like, why not, you're going to a pub? And they bring kids into the pub.
I believe that should be banned too, by the way, can I just say? That's just for the record. I'm just saying children should not be allowed in pubs.
Well, no, of course they shouldn't, but they do. And they look at the mummy and daddy drinking this black stuff and small little bits of lemonade or...
Take them to the park.
Exactly. Sorry?
Some parents take their kids to the park on a Sunday. I never took my child to the pub on Sunday.
No, neither did I. Ever.
No, you must be like, I mean, oh, okay, I'll agree with you. It doesn't happen so often now, but it still happens. They still bring into not as much as they used to, but they still alcohol has an awful habit of teaching kids that life in general is so much better when
you're drunk.
See mommy and daddy who aren't happy all the time,
exactly.
And they're taking a drink. And they're happier with this when they're drinking this stuff.
There's no doubt alcohol is a social contagion. You know, there's no doubt about that. I mean, when a child sees mammy and daddy, as you rightly said, in better mood or singing songs when they're happy, then they're more likely to probably drink and think and associating the two together. But they could also see the opposite. They could also see daddy or mammy being violent when they're drunk.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, but taking a little bit of the seeing young people smoking. If you think back in years gone by, you used to see a load of kids smoking.
But I mean, that's because a much smaller percentage of the population smokes now. When I was a kid, and when my father smoked 100 cigarettes a day, my mother smoked about 60, because they were cheap in those days. Players, Untipped and Gold Bond, I think was the... I can't remember the names of them. Anyway, they would smoke, you know, between the pair of them, 150 cigarettes in the house every single day. And the majority of people smoked. Even movie stars, people on television who were interviewing smoked while they were interviewing. Newsreaders had a cigarette in front of them on the television. It was bizarre. Yeah. But we've learned that's not the right thing to do anymore. And now you look, a very small percentage of the population actually smoke now.
Can I say one more thing, Niall?
Yeah.
There's one more really important thing about this. And I know myself. You know, I used to do things like that to take the edge off, maybe a bit of anxiety. And we just need to learn how to deal better with our anxiety, like find natural ways to deal with it. But you see, it's quick to put a bit of chocolate in your mouth, smoke a cigarette or take a drink.
Stay there for a second. I want to go to Peter as well. Peter, you're in Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Peter?
How you doing?
Good, Peter. Nice to talk to you. There's two questions, Peter. And okay. I know you're an expert when it comes to giving up smoking. But there's two questions. Should we ban them from people born after 2008 or just ban them altogether?
I think just ban them altogether.
Yeah.
I think so. It'll be an easier solution because if you're starting about 2008 and you're saying, oh, well, one person can have it, one person can't. Like, it's the same scenario when it comes to alcohol. Like, at the moment, the legal age is 18. Kids at 13, 14 are going to go in and get a can or a little nag and a vodka or whatever and sit in the field and drink it whether they want it or not, or whether their parents feel it's right or not.
But you would have a law.
It all over.
Yeah, but
if you do a blanket ban across smoking altogether, then nobody can go into a shop and walk in and buy a packet of cigarettes because it then becomes illegal. So
the argument is what you're doing is you're making it illegal over time. So yeah. In other words, you're not taking the choice away from Mary or Paddy, who might be 35 years of age and been smoking for the last 10 years, or me. You're not taking the choice away. Thank you very much indeed, Peter, for reminding me. You're not taking the choice away, but what you are doing is you're discouraging young people from doing it. And the easy way to, it's quite easy to police. You see somebody smoking on the street, the guard sees somebody, he says, show me your ID. And if you're under the age of whatever age that is that year, because of course, this will go up 1 year per year, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, but that becomes irrelevant because there's kids on the road are walking down the road with bags of cans or sitting in fields and the guards aren't taking any action on the kids drinking. So it's the exact same scenario. You're going to see the amount of kids you see outside schools smoking. You're going to see it all the time. Like the amount of, there's nothing worse than seeing a young boy or a girl in a school uniform they're walking in the road with a smoking hand.
And the amount of them vaping at the moment is ridiculous, by the way.
But that's even worse. But the teachers don't get involved. Like the principal should be able to do something about it if the kids are standing outside the schoolyard and outside the school gates. The guards don't even enforce it.
Well, technically they're outside the school gates. There's nothing the principal can do.
No, well, that's true. But I mean, at the same time, they still know the child that's smoking. They would still recognise the child that's smoking and contact the parents to the point that you're saying contact the authorities if the law came in.
Okay, so you deal with smokers on a regular basis?
Yeah.
In your line of work. So explain to people your line of work. Remind people of your line of work.
Yeah. So basically I deal with the likes of yourself every day, blowing smoke in my face every day. I think the last time I was on, you were trying to give it up. And the time before that, you were trying to give it up. But it's a scenario where...
Hypnotism.
A lot of people do turn around and say, I'm going to give it up. And then they say... Yeah, I will give it up, and I'm going to give it up, but I'll start on Monday.
I know.
I'll give up after this packet of cigarettes, or I'll have 200...
I'll wait like all my holidays.
That's
me. That's me, Peter. I always have a reason to keep going.
No, I know that, yeah. That's why, the last time I was on with you as well, I think you were giving it up, and then you blamed Helena then for putting you back on them at one stage.
I did.
Blame her now. She's not there to put it... So every time, I'm afraid now, as in Patrick is there now, he might get a bit of a blunt answer off you as well. So.
Yeah, sorry, Mike. What are you trying to say there, Mike?
I'm just saying that, like in comparison, like that other lady was saying, if you've got a sweet
Sharon,
tooth,
yeah,
yeah. If you've got a sweet tooth, you're going to eat chocolate. You love chocolate and you love sweet cake. Well, why didn't they increase the price of chocolate? Kids have got or Mr. Kipchoge.
Well, they did. They put up the price of Coke as well last year. Not the sniffy type, the drinky type. They brought the price up last year, but they brought in a sugar tax. I don't think it made an ounce of difference, by the way.
Not an ounce of difference.
No.
I mean, they wasn't afraid to put cigarettes up from... I remember buying cigarettes at 1.40 or 1.50.
I remember my first packet was 13.5p. I'm not old. I must be older than you.
Yeah. I know. And now they're €15, and they won't stop at that either.
Well, the plan is to have cigarettes at €20 by 2025.
Well, the interesting thing there, though, they put up the cigarettes, and then every time they put the price of cigarettes up, they put the social welfare charge up as well
to match it.
So that's the same people that are going to not be able to afford it.
Do you think smoking is a class thing? I don't think it is. Is it more common for working class people to smoke than people who are wealthier?
No. Yeah, well, I think it's more now the higher brow. Well, the people who think the higher brow, they're not actually higher brow. The people who think they are, they vape now because it's become cool to vape.
Yeah, Sharon, did you try the vaping, Sharon?
No, it's off. But you see, I was never a smoker, and then
I thought you were a smoker as well. Sorry, at one point.
No. Okay. I tried it once or twice, and I just probably didn't get the buzz, and maybe I was lucky that way. But yeah. We've all tried it, but you know,
horrendous. I can't understand it at all.
I know you can't, Peter.
You know,
well, you can't understand it, Peter.
I just think you can work on other ways of relaxing. Like for me last night, now I listened to beautiful music, and I was a bit kind of stressed.
What's beautiful music? What music did you listen to?
Oh, do you know? Well, it was Phantom of the Opera, and it was
the Phantom of the Opera.
Oh, Jesus!
All romantic songs. Oh my God, they were beautiful. But I mean, I just got so relaxed.
Yeah.
You know.
Right. Okay.
If I was listening to Phantom of the Opera, I think I'd take up smoking.
I'd probably join her. That other one, Les Miserables.
But it took my mind away from the whatever I was a little bit stressed about. It took my mind away, and that's what we need: something that will just switch our minds. But you see, we always go for the thing that's easy, quick fix.
See, my problem is I do a lot of driving now because I live so far away, and I do a lot of driving and. It's so easy to just smoke while you're driving because you're bored while you're driving.
Do you play music when you're driving now? Maybe put on a lovely...
Biting in your nails or something.
No, I normally put on the radio. I might listen...
Of course. I might listen
to Joe Duffy or something.
Yeah, of course.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Lifeline.
Well, Joe.
40, no, I'm just looking online here. $40 a packet of cigarettes in Australia. That's their way of stopping people smoking. $40 a pack. That's about, because they're Australian dollars, it's about 25 quid. Euro. Anyway, sorry, but by the way, just Peter, just finally before we go into the break. Does the, the hypnotism. You don't swing watches in front of people and stuff like that, do you?
No.
I think I don't know what I asked this the last time. Does it work on everybody? Because I don't think I could be hypnotised.
Try it, Michael.
It works on about 85% of people. So,
and could you do it live on the air? Would you be able to hypnotize me live on the air? Like,
well, I could do it in the studio.
Or would I be too focused on my job to actually be hypnotized?
You focus on your job, would you get a grip? No. I could do it in the studio, no problem. But there's no, you couldn't do it over the phone. Like, it's not possible to do it over the phone. You have to be in person. But. I'll get Jane
to ring you now. Well, she'll pick up the phone to you, whatever, but I'll get her to ring you after the show and we'll organise it then, right?
Well, a lot of people that come in have like a fear of flying. They have chocolate addictions.
And they're all
curable. It's
okay,
all
well, two for the price of one. Jane, my producer, has a fear of flying.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Well, that's a lot easier to fix.
Oh, is it? Yeah. What do you do? Just throw her out of a plane or something?
bring a parachute. Yeah,
we'll do that. I got to go into a break. Listen, Peter, thank you once again for coming on the air, and I'll get Jane to organise that, and you can come in, and we'll have a chat with you on the air. And we get a load of smokers. We'll try and do a campaign around this, and everybody will all give them up at the same time, because I genuinely do want to give them up. Because apart from anything else, it's a bloody waste of money. I don't have 500 quid a month, because that's the cost you roughly, if it's 15 quid a day, to keep spending on cigarettes. I might as well just throw it in the bin.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, I have three people to get to in 4 minutes, so let's make this quick. Dan, you're on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. How are you doing, Dan?
Good. No.
Good, Dan. You gave up after the Alan Carr book.
Yeah, I'd recommend it to anybody.
I did try it, go back a good few years ago, but I heard Alan Carr, just before he died, went back on the smokes again.
Did he?
Yeah.
I never heard that.
He did, sadly. Sadly,
but
he did.
But you were saying like that you wanted to give it up because the money you spend on cigarettes.
Yeah.
But whatever about the money?
The health.
Well.
No, my health. Yeah, as well.
Yeah, because like it wouldn't be too bad if you got all that money in a pile and just burned it. But what are you using that money for? You're using it to pay through the nose to kill yourself slowly. Cigarettes have killed more people than all the wars in the world combined. Like,
oh, probably, you know? Probably.
Nicotine is responsible for a lot of deaths.
But it's not so much the nicotine; it's all the other chemicals that are in it as well.
Yeah, this is it. We're not designed to smoke. If we were designed to smoke, we would have been born with filters in our throats
and a chimney on our head.
That's it. It's not human nature, like. And Niall, you were a non-smoker before you started. Can you remember a time when you never smoked?
Yeah, well, I can remember the time I never smoked, giving them up. I gave them up 7 years ago for 2 years.
Yeah, and you can get back to that. You can get back to being a non-smoker, you know.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Thanks for having faith in me.
You can. I did it. I used to smoke 20 a day, like, and it's
And it's, but Dan, you smoke 20 a day. When did you last have your cigarette?
About 7 years ago.
And is there any times when you're out when you go, God, I love a cigarette?
No, never, never. You get back to the mindset of a non-smoker. You know, you didn't need cigarettes before you started. You know, it's the addiction. Nicotine is an addictive drug. You know, it's a very addictive drug. And all this vaping and all that.
That's nonsense. Yeah, you're right. That is nonsense.
You're like a fish hooked. It just keeps you addicted. Nicotine is the main drug.
The vaping is just like going on methadone instead of heroin. You know what I mean?
And the jury's still out on that as well. Like, you know, that has yet to be, the side effects of that has yet to be realised.
Absolutely. Dan, listen, thanks for the faith in me. I want to go to Ronan. Ronan, you're on Ireland's Classic Against Radio. How are you doing, Ronan?
Hello, how are you?
Good. You believe we should ban them?
Yes, I do.
Get rid of them.
Yeah, you know, to save our planet and stop people from smothering.
I'm talking about the planet now. I'm talking about our health and our money more so than anything else. But go on, yeah. I don't think people smoking cigarettes is affecting the climate.
No, but you know, like the smell of when you're sitting out in the, like if you're eating out in the pub outside, and then the smell gets you, and you start coughing and all that.
Right. Yeah. So it's not nice. No, not nice.
No, it isn't. And for children too, they, like babies can end up smothering if they've been smoked around by, and other people inject, like damaging long-term health and get cancer, you know?
Okay. So just from the passive point of view, you think it's unfair on other people?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
And like the coughing they do afterwards then, you know, that, you know, cough up after the smell, you know?
I couldn't agree with you more, Ronan. Couldn't agree with the passive. There's a passive element to it as well. Mick, very quickly, I've got 30 seconds. You're an Ireland's Classic Against Radio.
It would never work, Niall. That's why I was texting. I agree it should happen. I used to smoke. I gave them up in 2007.
Good man.
And I got married. My wife made me do it. So
good
I
man.
Would recommend if you want to give them up, get married.
Yeah, I just did. I got married just before Christmas.
Well, tell her to tell you to give them up.
Oh, she doesn't smoke. She gave them up 12 years ago.
I gave them up in 2007. I think they should be banned. I agree with you, but it would never work, Niall. It would never be policed. You'd be opening the door to smugglers. It just wouldn't work.
No,
give them up and look for help. And maybe there should be more help out there.
Yeah, free of charge.
Free of charge, of course. And the government won't put too much of a hike on the fines because the government want people smoking. Don't forget that either.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of taxes in cigarettes. Yeah.
The amount of money the government makes off cigarettes, that's why they'll only put them up 50 cents. Why don't they put them up 20 quid? Make them 35 quid like Australia do. Because they're afraid people will quit. Because they will lose money. The government will lose so much money.
Do you think if you put them up to, say, 25 quid, what my worry is that it wouldn't affect somebody who has a decent wage, but it might affect those who are on the margins. So, in other words, Mary and Johnny, who have two kids and don't earn an awful lot of money, and they both smoke, and maybe they're living in a working class area, they don't smoke, that all that'll happen is the kids just won't get enough food anymore.
I agree with you. That is a risk. That is a risk. But, Niall, money, I never saved a penny from giving up cigarettes. All I ever think about now, and I'll often say it to my wife, Jesus, where did I get the money to smoke?
Real people. Real opinions. Real Talk Radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Ireland's classic hit.